A draw looks to be the most likely result heading into the final day of Sussex's Championship match against Nottinghamshire at Hove. The home side closed on 177 for 4 in their second innings to lead by 58 runs, as Murray Goodwin finally found form to end unbeaten with 52 and Luke Wright on 37. Earlier, Ricky Vessels fell agonisingly short of a maiden double 100, falling for 199 to Steve McGoffin, as Nottinghamshire lost their last 6 wickets for 106 runs to be bowled out for 428. In Group A of the Clydesdale Bank 40, Phil Hughes marked his pair's debut with an innings of 111 as Worcestershire thrashed Middlesex by 56 runs at New Road. The former Australian opener brought up his century from 115 balls and shared a pivotal third wicket stand of 116 with his new captain Darrell Mitchell as the home side ended on 235 for 5. Middlesex's reply got off to a promising start as they reached 71 for 2 in the 14th over, but Jack Chantry and Murray Alley demolished the upper and middle orders to finish with combined figures of 7 for 66 from 14 overs, as they were bowled out for 179. In Group B, a century from Durham opener Mark Stoneman helped his side chase down Scotland's impressive total of 258 for 4 with ease at Chesterley Street. The 24-year-old's maiden ton came up off just 87 deliveries, as he shared a brutal opening partnership of 207 with Phil Mustard that came from only 160 balls. He carried his bat through to the end and finished unbeaten on 136, as Durham won with more than 6 overs to spare. Jean Symes had earlier hit a rapid century of his own in the Saltires' innings, but some tight bowling from Paul Collingwood, Graham Munyons and Mitchell Claydon kept them down to what proved to be an eminently gettable total. Somerset's youngsters finally came unstuck against Hampshire at Taunton, as they were trounced by the visitors by 9 wickets. A Dimitri Mascarenhas double strike had reduced Somerset to 22 for 2, but Nick Compton and Jos Butler both hit half centuries and added 121 for the fourth wicket, before 3 run-outs halted the home side's momentum and they closed on 212 for 9. Michael Carbrews did imperious best in the Royals' reply and shared an opening stand of 103 with skipper Jimmy Adams before bringing up his century from 83 balls during an unbroken second week stand of 113 with James Vince to guide them home with 70 balls remaining. In Group C, Warwickshire had Varun Chopra, Keith Barker and Jeet Patel to thank for their comfortable win at Wantage Road. Patel took 4 for 27 to remove Northamptonshire's middle order after Alex Wakeley had manoeuvred them into a promising position, while Barker dispensed with a tail to bowl them out for just 148. Chopra anchored the Bears' run chase with an undefeated innings of 87 from 117 balls to take them home, with 44 balls and 8 wickets unused. Ryan Sidebottom and Mitchell Stark came back from their pummeling at the hands of Sussex to end with 3 wickets each to help dismiss the Unicorns for 184 at Scarborough. Former Leicestershire keeper Tom New was left stranded at 83 from 92 balls as his teammates collapsed around him. Yorkshire lost Andrew Gale and Phil Jakes early in reply, but Adam Lyth and Gary Balance took them home without further loss, with Balance continuing his fine recent form to end unbeaten from 103 from only 91 balls.